Hey everybody, welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And today we're talking about a really important topic.
Something you guys have all been asking us for
in our DMs.
And we are about to give it to you.
First dates.
Woo! Woo! They can be scary. They can be intimidating. They can be downright
treacherous.
Thank you. Exactly what I was going to say. I was actually going to say frightful.
They can also be the start of something new.
Oh my God. New beginnings.
Oh my God.
It's true.
What grows from the dirt? Flowers. What comes from an awful first date? Potentially a great relationship.
Wow.
You have to do it.
You have to get through that uncomfortable time to get something beautiful on the other side.
And we're here to get you through that.
Yes. So somebody DM'd us and they asked us three specific questions, which we will definitely be covering today. And if you guys have any more questions too about first dates or dating in general, don't be afraid to slide into our DMs. We always are responding and excited to get them. But the three questions actually are the first, how do we get ready for a first date? Which I think is great. It's a great question.
I love that question.
Because it's like everybody has a different routine. We're all very different people. So it's like, I think we've talked about this before. Like what I like is not necessarily what you guys like to do. The second question, which I love this one, is first date ideas. Which is great because dates can just kind of get monotonous, you know?
Monotonous.
You're going to maybe be in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, but it's monotonous.
But it can be monotonous.
Yes. And then the third is our favorite ways to flirt.
Flirting.
So we're ending on a fun one, but we're going to start with how do you get ready for a first date, girls?
Okay. You want me to
break it down? Break it down for us.
Take this one.
Yes, please.
I have a few. Should I go all the way through them or should we just keep going around?
Let's go around.
Okay. The first one that I wrote down, which might sound a little corny, but if you're a journaler like I am, journaling your feelings just helps so much. Mm-hmm. And it's really also even just interesting to do it for your future self to look back on, because like one of the first dates that I went on like last year, I remember my hands were sweating and I literally was writing that down.
Sweat, palm, sweaty, mom spaghetti.
Yes, that's right. Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Yes.
There's vomit on my sweater already. I was almost there. But I was.
And it was not mom spaghetti. It was probably your fried rice that you always make or something.
So I was waiting the whole, you know, when you have the date at the end of the day, it's at night, whatever. The whole day leading up to it, I couldn't eat, like knots in my stomach. And I'm a confident person, I would say. So even I just get beyond nervous, especially when it's someone like that you're meeting for the first time. You don't know. Obviously, if you already have some kind of friendship or relationship, it's easier.
Or like a mutual friend, sometimes it's even nice because then you're like, they can vouch for you or somebody set you up. But
if you've only talked over text or something, it can be so beyond nerve-wracking. And so you're just kind of waiting and in anticipation for it. And I remember I was like, okay, I gotta just journal. I need to get my mind off of this, or I need to get my feelings out. I'm like journaling, and in my entry I literally wrote, sorry, I had to wipe my hand on my shirt because it's sweating so much.
I think that's so side note. It's so funny because I was doing my morning pages today and I was like, hello. And I'm like, who the hell am I talking to? And you like, sorry, had to wipe my hand off. Like, who is she talking to?
I know. Literally like my future self. Just because I literally could not hold the pen. My hand was sweating so much. And it was really interesting to look back on that because the next entry was the next morning. And I literally wrote, okay, I don't know what I was so nervous about. It literally went great.
And that's what usually always is. I'm always like telling people, I'm like, how are you going to feel after it? How are you going to feel the next day? Like, you're going to feel so accomplished.
Right. But I definitely would say that like, if you don't feel like journaling, at least FaceTiming a friend. I've done that before. I've gone on a first date too. Just to like, it's kind of nice to have an outlet to get all that nervous energy out so that when you're on the date, you're not talking really fast and you're using all your nervous energy on and putting it onto them so that you've kind of had an outlet
or
to get
on
all that
the opposite
stuff.
You're not like silent, you know, because you've kind of already digested your feelings a little bit.
Totally.
Also, your friends can hype you up.
Yeah.
Like, if you FaceTime your friend, they can tell you how hot and sexy you are.
100%. So yeah, I would say my first one is journaling your feelings or phoning a friend, I guess.
I think that's such a good one.
Yeah.
I have, for me, and this is definitely very specific to me, but I'm such a planner that I like to And I like to feel ready for things. Like, right. if I don't like going into a meeting at work, not having the work done. I don't like going to school and not having my paper finished. Like, I like to have my ducks in a row, kind of.
You like to be prepared.
I like to be prepared. So I like to pick an outfit ahead of time that I know I'm going to feel confident in, that I can't second guess myself. Because I feel like a lot of times when I'm getting ready for a date, or when I've gotten ready for dates in the past, or I've been nervous or whatever, my brain starts playing tricks on me, you know? God,
totally. Yeah.
So I'll have an outfit on that I'm like, I've worn this before. I know I look great in it. I know I feel confident in it. But I'll put it on and I'm like, something can change. Like, something needs to change.
And you know when you start changing your outfit like 5 million times because you have too much time on your hands? And then it was like the first thing you had on was great. But now you've just...
You end with the first one, but then you go through all this craziness to just be overwhelmed. So I like to have an outfit that I know, and I can say to myself, Sisley, you know you're going to second guess yourself in this outfit, but you know you love this outfit. Just wear it. Don't even think about it. Just wear it. So I like to feel prepared like that. I also like to have a plan.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's your go-to date outfit?
Ooh, yeah.
Like, how fancy on the are we date. Going?
Okay. If it's just, like, drinks, I love a good, like, summer dress if it's the summertime.
Yeah, that's also easy because it's one.
One piece.
One piece.
One piece to one get and done. Off, too. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Easy access.
Yes, but I like a nice just like summer flowy dress. I don't like to look like I'm trying too hard. So I want it to be an outfit, again, that I feel comfortable in. And an outfit that I feel comfortable in is an outfit that I would wear on a regular day. Like, it's not anything so drastic and different. So I like a dress if it's like warm in summertime, if we're getting drinks or something. I also just like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't been on like a date in so long. But I love just like a black skirt and a black top.
Yeah.
And then sneakers. Like, I think that's like probably another go-to outfit that I wear. I just like, I have the skirt that I got from Zara that's like a little shorter and I feel really confident and cute in it. And then I literally wear a black Brandy Mobile t-shirt and like, that's it. Like, I'm comfortable in that. And then that in the wintertime, I can wear tights with it, boots, sneakers.
Right.
I can put a jacket over it. Like, I just like simplicity because I don't want to be
Simplicity.
I love
No, but it's so true. I kind of like your idea of like mixing. If you're gonna do have on a piece that's a little more elevated or fancy, like say your skirt, then mixing it with like a super casual top. Or if you're gonna do like maybe a fancier little lace top or something, just wearing like Levi's.
Yeah.
And then just kind of having like that balance.
You tried, but it's like you're still casual. Yeah. You're comfortable. I also like. There's no worse feeling than just being uncomfortable. Like,
You want to feel good in yourself.
Yeah. Even if it's like a top that maybe save it for the second date or third date or whatever. But if it's like a funky top or whatever that you're like, okay, sometimes my nipple falls out of this sometimes, you know? And so I always am like pulling it up. Or like a skirt that you're like, sometimes my whale tail shows. So I'm always like pulling that up. Like, I don't want any of that. I just want it to be something
You don't want to be worried.
I don't want to be worried. I just want to sit down, be comfortable, be confident. So that's the outfit, I think. That's like my outfit advice.
Yeah.
But back to my plan thing, I also like to have a little bit of a plan of what we're doing. So it's like, obviously, if we're going to meet, let's say for drinks, for a dinner, in my head, I like to know where we're going and then kind of have a few other places around there or know of a few other places around there that like, if that place is busy.
Yes.
Or if we can't get a reservation.
Yeah, that's good.
Or if we want one more nightcap after the night's done, like, I know some places around, so I'm not just, like, on my phone or, like, where do you want to go? Like,
totally.
Because then that kind of, ruins the night. Geez, biggest ick is people using their maps. I'm just kidding. But it kind of ruins the night, and it, like, takes away from, like, the moment where you could just instead be, like, I know this cute place. Let's go down here.
Yeah, the worst thing is being, like, where should we go next? Yeah. I don't know. What kind of mood are you in? Yeah. Do you want to do this? Do you
want
to do
that? And that's just, like, not sexy. So it's, like, just kind of knowing a few places around. And I hope that the other person would kind of do the same a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, that's how I prep. Have an outfit ready. Know what I want to wear. And then also have, like, a loose plan.
I like to have an escape plan.
Oh, like, talk about that.
When I go into a date, I want to know that if it's not going well, I have a plan of how I'm going to leave because I am the worst at just, if someone asks me to keep going, I will just keep going even if it's going really badly. And so usually when I'm going into a date, I'll be like, okay, if I want to leave, I'll say that I have something early in the morning or I'm meeting a friend afterwards, and I'll say that in the beginning just in case, like, it's going badly, mm-hmm. and it won't make them feel bad because I already said it in the beginning. But if it's going well, then I can be like, oh, it's fine, actually. I'll cancel on that. Let's keep going.
Yeah. I think that's so smart to just have something. And just that if you aren't having a good time, you're not making up some kind of like lie on the spot. Like, you have something that could realistically.
Yeah.
And that's what I always tell my friends too. I'm like, if they're going on dates and they're nervous or whatever, I'm like, just like text me a like star or an emoji or anything, and I'll call you and be like, hey, like, oh, you forgot that we're meeting here, or I need you to do this with me, or I'm going through something, I need your help or whatever. Like, to have your friends too be kind of like a backup of like, I don't want to be here, I need to get out, and I don't. And also, I'm like such a people pleaser, as you are too. It's like, it's hard for us to sometimes leave situations if we're not comfortable doing so, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice having a couple of backup plans.
Yeah. Wait, can I say that wasn't my thing?
Oh, yeah.
My tip, well, what I like to do on first dates is literally distract myself the whole day, because if I don't, I will be so nervous that I will be shitting my pants, literally.
Yeah.
And so I like to make...
Nervous shits are like a whole new breed. It's
the worst.
Yeah.
So I like to have like something to do the whole day, whether it's hanging out with friends or, you know, even just going around, going grocery shopping, like going clothes shopping, anything, just something to keep me busy so that I'm not thinking about the date the whole day.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's I kind of like to be in a rush too when I'm leaving. Like, I do like to plan it out a little bit, but I know myself, and the less I think about it, the better.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, that's kind of like me with the sitting there like journaling. Yeah. It's so nice if you've just filled your whole day up, and then even like doing something that really fills you up, like seeing a friend or something, so that you're kind of riding on like a high going into it.
Well, I remember Zoo's last date. She was hanging out with us all day long and like didn't go home. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, that was, for me, that would be hell, because it's like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't get ready, I can't whatever, blah, 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 blah. But for you, that was such a good thing, because you were like, oh, now it's 6 p.m. and I'm going on my date. Goodbye, you know?
Right.
No time to worry about it. I think that's good.
Totally. My next one is do something that makes you feel really good. This is kind of similar to like hanging out with friends or something. Mm-hmm. Like doing something that makes you feel really good / confident. So whether that's like getting a blowout or like doing your nails or wearing a new top that you just bought, like something that gives you that just like extra boost of confidence going into it, so that you know that like you're the shit. You are a hot fucking commodity. And like, it's like, yes, you're kind of interviewing each other, but like, I just really want someone to like go into a first date being like, I am fucking amazing. Yeah. You should like be dying over me. And if you're not, like, see ya, on to the next. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like doing something really good for yourself, whatever it is that just makes you feel your best, like, do that going into it, so that you're just walking in the most confident that you could possibly be. And not arrogant, but just like, that I'm the shit, because people can smell that on you. Like,
no, it's confidence is literally key.
Yeah.
And I think about it.
No, did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I did. It's 2023, Cicely Hunter. I did just come up with that. But literally, like, I don't think I ever really believed that a ton. Like, I was like, yeah, confidence, whatever. But, like,
it's
confidence literally is the key.
It's the key. And
it is,
he was right.
Major key alert.
Major key.
Literally. And I'm like, every person that I see, I'm like, what makes them so special? I'm like, oh my God, they're just confident.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, you can fake it till you make it.
Yeah, you don't have to be confident. You just have to act confident.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you will be.
Period.
Totally. Period. And that's kind of the thing. It's like, okay, maybe you're not the most confident in your day-to-day life, but when you straighten your hair, or when you, whatever it is, do your makeup a certain way, like winged eyeliner, whatever makes you feel like just the best version of yourself, and accentuating like the things that you love about yourself, I just think that will make you extremely confident and feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I only have one other. I have two, but the first one is text your friends for encouragement, which you kind of already talked about. Like, text your friends, call your friends. I'm the type of person that when I get nervous, I don't want to talk to anyone. So I like to text my friends like the day before, or call my friends the day before, because I'm not nervous the day before, or text them like earlier in the day. I don't really like to call while I'm getting ready, because then I get so nervous and just whatever. I don't like talking about it. Like, just kind of like do it and then get it over with and then see what happens. but I like to have like my friends encouraging me and just like having, like, if I know that Zoo is going on a date, if I know that G is going on a date, in my head I'm like, go girl, like the whole time they're on their date I'm like, yes, you got it, like I'm sending good vibes.
And you guys both usually text me, it's really cute. The last time I went on one, you were like, hope you're having fun, or you know, whatever. It's so sweet.
You have to be like, you don't want them to like, because I'm always like, are they looking at her phone? So I try to be like very discreet, but I just like to know that my friends are like thinking about me, sending good energy, excited for me. So I like to text my friends. And then something I've done in the past, which I don't know if I'm like encouraging you to do this, but this makes me sometimes feel a little bit better, I'll just take one shot before I leave.
I remember one time I was going on a first date and I came over to G's apartment. And I think I
had you a white claw.
Yeah, I think I had a drink, but it just loosens you up a little bit.
Just like loosens me up a tiny bit. If you're going drinking, maybe I wouldn't, because then I don't want to be drunk, you know? Like by the end, I'm kind of a lightweight, but I like to just have like a little something to just like give me that whoo, like boost of confidence. Yeah. And sometimes a shot is it.
Yeah.
Totally.
So those are like, that's all I have. So
A little tip I have is you can stalk them a little bit, but don't stalk them too hard. To the point that you give yourself the ick before you've even met them.
Yes.
Because I've done that so many times where I'll be looking at their Instagram and I looked at their tag photos and then I start second guessing myself why I'm even going on a date with them. And, you know, people are not who they present themselves to be on social media. Yeah. And so I think just, you know, you can look at their Instagram for a little bit, but don't go like to their mom's Instagram and to their
don't look at their house on Zillow from
when they grew up and all that. It's just that's a little bit too far, and that's the point of a first date, is getting to know someone. So,
and it's like, it's so awkward to pretend like you don't know something about somebody unless you are a very good actor. Like, that is gonna be a challenge.
And then if you're like have a few drinks in you and you accidentally like bring something up, or they say something and you're like, oh yeah, well I saw that, and they're like, how? I'm like, I actually don't know how. That's so weird.
No, 100%.
No, I totally agree. I also think it's so hard, at least for me, like I'm so attracted to personalities over looks. That's why dating apps for me are just like very difficult. But if I get too like sucked into their social medias, then I get the ick too. But it's also like, it's so hard to tell somebody's personality. Like, you can see their Instagram and be like, what the hell is this? Like, this is so bad. But their personality is amazing, and it just like doesn't shine through. I also just hope that nobody's judging me based off my social media.
Me too.
Oh, totally.
Before a date, yet it's so hard to kind of like think that the other way around too, you know?
Right. Kind of, I guess, maybe in like the same vein of like not over preparing. It might be really scary, but don't prepare like things to say or questions to ask.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because I feel like If you're overly prepared with things to say or questions, the conversation's not going to flow naturally.
It's like an interview.
It's going to be
you're
like
you're not listening to them.
Right. It's going to feel like a job interview, and you want to see if you guys vibe, if you have banter. And the only way to know that is to just go into it and see how the conversation flows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm definitely someone who I'm like replaying a conversation in my head. I'm kind of like rehearsing things to say. For sure, that's my, like, personality, because similar to Cicely, I'm a planner for sure. But I've just noticed the best first dates are when you don't overthink what you're going to say or what you're going to ask them, and just letting the conversation flow naturally.
I totally agree.
You just have to have confidence that you know how to carry a conversation.
Right.
And just don't think about it too much. If you freak out at any point during the conversation, just ask them questions about themselves.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times on a date, I'm like, oh my God, I need to say something interesting. But really, people are attracted to someone who makes them feel important or special. And so just ask them things about themselves, or like,
I totally
how's your
agree.
Day going? Or, you know, just random things.
I also think it's like similar to what G was saying, Enzu, but it's like, if you guys are compatible, it'll be easier than you think.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're meant to be together, if you're a good match, obviously there will be nerves, and obviously like, you'll be nervous, they'll be nervous. Maybe that, like, makes you less conversational, whatever.
Yeah.
But you should be able to have a conversation. And if you can't, if you're struggling, then maybe your personalities don't match up. Like, maybe your interests don't match up. And that's fine. And that's good, like, information to collect and be like, do I want to go on a second date with this person? Maybe not, because maybe we're not compatible.
Totally.
Yeah. Love that.
For first date ideas.
Oh.
I personally love an activity.
Yeah,
same.
So of course, like, going to dinner and getting drinks is kind of like the go-to. But I do think a lot of times that can actually breed that like job interview style of a date where you're mm-hmm. sitting across from each other. Actually, this is why I love a booth on a first date. Yeah. If you walk into a restaurant or a bar and you see that there's a booth, request that table because
run to it,
secure it. No, but seriously, I've noticed this, like having that kind of intimacy where you're sitting next to somebody, first of all, allows them to like make a move on you if it's going well, to put their arm around you or like touch you in some way, which I think can be like really sweet. And it also prevents that job interview style of like sitting across from each other and asking each other questions, which sometimes can put like a lot of pressure on the situation. So doing something really fun where there's an activity involved, also you can just see how you have fun together in a setting that's really fun. And some ideas for that are bowling, arcade, movie in a park, playing pool at a bar.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I do think movies can be difficult because you don't really have a chance to talk to someone. Maybe if it's like with something else, but I feel like sometimes movies, you're just like sitting next to a person and you're not really getting to know them.
Yeah, that's why I said like movie in a park, because when a movie's like playing on like a big blow up screen and you're sitting on like a picnic thing, you can like talk during it you can whisper to each other. You could also like bring dinner and stuff. And another
date, you can stay after.
Yeah. And another date that I love is like going to dinner or getting a drink and then going to a movie, so that you're having like an activity with something. You have somewhere to go, something to do.
Yeah.
But I've done bowling a lot, and I think that's so much fun because you just get to be silly. You get to like...
Is that because you're really good at bowling?
It's also because I get to impress them with my bowling skills.
Or even playing pool.
Yeah.
Playing pool at a bar.
I'm not impressing anybody playing pool.
No, but then it's so fun because maybe they'll like try to teach you. I just think activities are great.
I totally agree. I also love what you were saying about sitting next to each other at a booth too, because then it's like, I think if you're sitting across from each other, there's like this forced, like you have to talk because you're looking at each other. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting at a booth, like, or sitting next to each other, you can like both look out at the restaurant or both look out at the bar.
Yeah.
And then you don't really have to talk because you're like both looking and like observing things. I love that idea. My favorite first date that I ever went on, like activity wise or like what the thing was a museum during the day.
Oh,
which
fun.
Is like so random, and it was like definitely threw me for a loop. I'm definitely like a drinks over dinner type of gal, because drinks at least is shorter. Dinner, like, you're kind of locked in.
Oh my
dinner.
God. It's like second or third date. Do not do dinner on a first date.
You're also thinking about the way that you look when you're eating something. Like, and I did sushi once, and that was a little, I was like, it was not.
I'm sorry. Don't ever do dinner on a first date, because you don't know if you like someone long enough to stay for an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. Yeah. Like, no. Just do
but
drinks.
Usually I'll do, like, drinks, which I love. But a museum was such, and it was during the day, it was just so different, and I loved it. And the perfect thing about going to a museum is that if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk.
Yeah, you can just look at the art.
Like, I'm looking at the art. But then you can have like funny banter back and forth, like talking about the art or like, do you like this?
Which museum did you go to?
The Whitney.
Yeah, the Whitney's
great.
So,
like, the Whitney's great because there's like fun, different stuff there. And, like,
it's also small enough. It's not like a whole day.
It's not overwhelming. Ordeal. And it's like pretty, like, you know, I don't know, there's like cool things around it. We got tacos after it. So it's like the Whitney that's coupled cute, with something.
Yeah.
And I loved, it was my first date during the day. And I really liked it because I feel like no alcohol involved, no like haze of the night glow or whatever. Like,
I love the haze of the night.
No, I love it. But it's like then you're really seeing them and you're really understanding them and you're talking to them. And it's just, it's interesting. I really liked it.
One time I went on a date, it was the sushi one, and we ordered a bottle of wine, and I had drinking my White Claw before, and I got so drunk that when I left it, I wasn't sure if I had a fun time because I was drunk or because I actually liked him.
That's the issue. That's why I loved the daytime, because I was like, oh, I actually do think we like get along and we're having fun.
Right.
I mean, that one, you really need kind of like an excuse to get out later in the day. Like, you need to be like,
I have a dinner
I'm going
to go
to dinner
to,
at 5 p.m.
Otherwise,
whatever,
that could go on
else
and
it
on.
Could go on forever. Yeah. But then also, it's like, if you really like each other, just like go to dinner after, like,
you
it
could
just
keep
it could
hanging
be
out.
The whole day, that's, you know, true. Which is so fun. So that's my like first date idea, is going to the museum.
That is so good.
Thanks, Sue. Do you have any?
Well, most of the first dates I've been on have been drinks. I don't think I've done anything other than drinks. And but I do agree that it does feel a little bit like interview style, like they all kind of blur together. But yeah, I love an activity. I mean, I kind of just agree with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that.
I love an activity.
Yeah, the other thing that I was going to say, like, going off of that was I listened to, me and Zoo talked about this, I listened to Esther Perel, who's, like, a sex and relationship expert and therapist, I think, on Call Her Daddy, and she was saying that she actually recommends first dates with a group of friends, which can sound really, really weird to some people, but she, her, basically, her whole idea about it is that it, like, takes the pressure off of, again, it being, like, an interview style thing. So say you're planning to meet up with someone and your friends are all hanging out at a bar and they're playing pool or something, you could suggest to the guy or the girl, whatever, oh, like, my friends are at this place, you want to meet them there? And what's so nice about that is, like, first of all, you can see how they get along mm-hmm. with your group yeah, of that friends, says a lot. Which definitely says a lot if people can, you know, be extroverted enough to meet new people and hang out with a group. And the other thing is you can talk to your friends and then he can talk to your friends and then you guys can go off together and get a drink or you guys can hang out with the group. Like, it leaves a lot of room for different things to yeah. happen. And it doesn't just feel so one-on-one, I'm asking you questions, let's see if we like each other
yeah.
sort of thing. That and I also like the feels casual like nature.
More natural, because that's how you would meet someone if yeah. you weren't going on a date from exactly. like a dating app. It would be from yeah. mutual friends or something.
I just feel like if the person that I was going on a date with was like, hey, Cicely, meet me at this bar with all my friends, I'd be like,
it's a little,
I will not be there. Yeah. Yeah, I just cannot get myself to go there unless yeah. like all my friends will be there too. Maybe it's different for like the guy meeting a girl or whatever, or if the person you're going on a date with is more confident. I just know myself it sounds, and I would not be able to do that.
I totally understand. It sounds really intimidating.
I would want that for like the second date.
I agree that it sounds really intimidating when you like talk about it, but I'm telling you, like, if Greg invited you to go hang out with his friends and then you went and it was blah, 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 all of his wonderful friends you love so much,
yeah.
you would have been like, oh my God, I really like this guy because look how great his friends are. And the last first date that I went on, we got drinks and then he said, oh, my friends are at this bar, do you want to go? I was like shitting my pants. I was like, oh God, I just already had to do this scary thing, like go on a first date. Now I have to go meet all his friends. I went. It was like the least pressure thing of the whole date because
yeah.
they were all so nice. They're asking me questions about myself, so friendly.
Yeah.
Got along with them so I well. Just, it made the date that much more wonderful. And I saw how much they liked him. Mm-hmm. It made me like him so much more.
I think it's best to do that than with all this information I've collected. With something before. Like, you guys meet one-on-one before right. and then going to hang out with them, because then I feel like if I was going on a first date with Greg and he was like, come meet me at this bar, blah, I would feel like, does he even want to hang out with me? Like, does right. he even want, am I even that special? But if he was like, let's go get a drink and then let's go meet all my friends, I think I would like yeah. that, because I could see him, how he interacts with just me, get to know him a little bit, feel a little comfortable around him, like it's just mm-hmm. one-on-one, and then get the benefit of meeting all his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think too, like, it does sound like, oh, let's hang out with my friends, but you know when you're at a bar and someone has their friends there, but you're like, you still sit off with them yeah. right. off to the side and have private conversations and stuff. So it's not like you're sitting in a circle, like everyone, you're just talking yeah. to the friends.
No, I think friends is like such, if you can meet the friends early on, like that's such a good.
Or like we used to have these poker nights and right. we used to invite people to our poker nights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you found your boyfriend.
Yeah. My boyfriend.
So see, if he decided not to come because he was like intimidated that it was like all these friends mm-hmm. that all knew each other, he would not have met you.
But it was also so interesting because with my boyfriend, I met him through the poker nights I used to throw, and it was so interesting seeing him there, and I was like, yeah, I think I like him. Like, I think, I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't really know how he is. Like, I don't know anything about him. And then he invited me to a bar with one of his friends, so I only got to meet one, and I was like instantly in love with him. I was like, oh my God, like this person yeah. is like, but I, if it would have been the first meeting, I wouldn't have liked that. But I think because I was like on the fence, not on the fence, but I was just like, I don't really know about this person. And then I met his friend. I was like, oh my God. Cause it's just interesting. Also, not even like, oh, he has great friends, but I think when you're hanging out with your friends, you're more comfortable, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so then the person you're on a date with can see you being more comfortable and in a more authentic setting. So I like the mix of, like, we're hanging out, I know them before on one-on-one, and then we hang out with the friends. But I do think hanging out with the friends says so much about the person because they can be comfortable there.
Yeah. Right. I think just that, that's the bottom line, I think, out of all of these suggestions, is, like, creating an environment that's, like, comfortable and casual and doesn't need to be this, like, serious, let's get dinner, let's get drinks. Yeah. It's very intense, and it's very, like, let's dress up and do this.
And it,
like,
has to be nighttime, and we have to do this.
Yeah, I just think all of that, like, puts so much pressure on, like, you're just trying to figure out whether you like each other. Like, put yourself in a natural environment.
Yeah.
And then see if you like each other.
Yeah. You're like, come along for my morning routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
Also, I would say don't invite them over to your apartment on the first date. That's just a tip.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone would do that. But it's hard because if you're inviting them into your space.
Like, then cook them dinner or something?
Or anything, like, in where you would have to kick them out. Like, I feel like having the control of being able to leave is important. Very
nice. Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I totally
definitely
agree.
Don't do that.
Okay.
So what do you guys feel? Sorry.
No, go.
Little. What do you guys feel about hooking up on the first date?
I think if it feels right, then do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
I've done it before, and it hasn't, like, dramatically affected the relationship.
I think that's a really old-fashioned thing to think, like,
he's,
you know, don't give him the milk. He has to buy the cow. Like, you ever heard that one?
No.
That's a real sexist statement, like, making women like their cows. But that's, like, an old-fashioned, you know.
Yeah.
Don't give him the milk before he buys the cow. Like, I just think that's so old-fashioned to have any idea about, like, oh, if you hook up with him on the first date, then that just shows that you're really easy or something. I mean,
you're a slut.
I mean, like, do whatever you want to do, but I also feel like, not to be the advocate for it, but, like, it shows if you guys are compatible on a whole nother level. Like, if you're already inviting him over to your apartment because obviously the date went well, you feel like you're compatible in a talking way with things you like and whatever, you can have a good time together, and then you have sex and it's great sex, then you can be like, oh my God, and we're compatible on this too. Like, okay, great. Like, it gives you, like, a lot of information, I think. You don't need to do it. You can figure it out later or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah.
No, I agree. I think that it does, it's a different level of, like, connection. But then at the same time, too, there is so much benefit to, like, taking things slowly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's no need to rush that. And, like,
I just say do whatever feels right. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. And it's worked for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So my flirty 20-year-old girlies, the third question is our favorite ways to flirt. Zoo?
So, crickets.
I do think me and Cicely tend to be more, like, flirty.
No, I'm literally the worst flirter, so I don't have much to add on this
one. It's interesting because I feel like an element of my flirting, which I don't even know, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, what I try to do or whatever, but is mystery. And I feel like you're very mysterious, so I feel like maybe you're flirting.
My way of flirting is just not talking to someone.
Which is very mysterious.
No, it just makes someone think that I hate them.
Which boys love.
No, I don't know how to flirt, so I'm listening to you guys.
I don't think I know how to flirt either. I think
Cicely.
Let me finish my sentence. I think my personality is just naturally flirtatious.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think that you are good at flirting and your personality is naturally flirtatious.
But I do have some notes.
Sure you do. God.
My first is that I think I have a flirty personality, so I think that helps. Because I think flirting just kind of comes... I don't really realize I'm doing it.
What if you're not born with that?
Then here we go. I also... Okay, my biggest ways of flirting, I think, is that what... Okay, I was... I don't see my... And they're going to laugh at me. Babblers, they're going to laugh at me. But my way of flirting, I don't feel like I'm flirting. I feel like it's just me talking or just me. Maybe I'll, like, put a little extra emphasis on something. But I think just my natural way of talking with people and communicating is flirtatious. So then I was trying to think, what do I do in a conversation that gets misunderstood maybe as flirting? And these are the ones that I think I make eye contact with people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at making eye contact. I think I'm confident. Like, if I want to go talk to somebody, I'm not afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that comes off as flirty as well. And then I also think I can read people in a way of like, I kind of am like sensing what they need, if that makes sense. Like, I'll be having a conversation with somebody and I'm like, oh, I can kind of understand, like, they just need somebody to sit here and listen to them. Like, they just want a listener, mm-hmm. or they want an active listener. They mm-hmm. want somebody to hold the conversation. Like, I can kind of like talk to somebody, which I think a lot of people can do, and I can gauge what they need. So I think it comes across as flirty to them, maybe, because they're like, oh my God, she's giving me everything I want. Whereas I'm just kind of like reading the situation and then just acting accordingly. But I do yeah. think eye contact, not being afraid to talk to people, reading the situation a little bit, like picking up on cues. And then I think also for me, like, there needs to be a little element of mystery. Like, maybe I'm like talking, and then I go up and get a drink and I like don't, you know, like don't give them everything or whatever, like go up mm-hmm. and leave, go talk to my friends, talk to somebody else, and then come back or whatever. I think that's what I do, and I think that's how I flirt.
Also yeah. I'll add two things based on observing you for 20 years. I would say you also are like a touchier person than most touchy. people, so yeah. you'll like give a cheeky little touch or a little whatever, which I think makes people feel really comfortable. And then you also ask a lot of questions, mm-hmm. which I think makes people think that you're interested in them, which yeah. whether you are or you're not, I think you use it as like a smart way to like have a conversation. Yeah. Sometimes I think, yeah, right. People can misinterpret that as like, oh, she's so interested in me, she's asking so many questions. But really, I think you're just a good conversationalist, and yeah. that's what
And yeah. I think I'm also just like genuinely interested in people too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm a good conversationalist, but I also just like love learning yeah. about people. So it's like, I do think, like, maybe I'm intentionally flirting sometimes, and maybe I am a good flirter, but I do think a lot of the things that I do in any conversation, like, at work, with new people I'm meeting, whatever, like, that's just how I act, and I think it's very flirty. But those are the things that I've...
Yeah.
Eye contact, a little bit of mystery, reading the room a little bit, not being afraid to have a conversation, a few touches here and there, mm-hmm. and then asking questions.
Yeah, I think those are great tips.
Yeah. Those are, like, the ones that I think I do naturally that come across as flirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, mine were a little bit more like actions that you could do if you want someone to like know that you're interested in them. So number one, if you're at a restaurant or a bar or something and you think a waiter or a bartender is cute, leave your number on a receipt. Yes. I Ooh, recently had a friend like do that. This to the bartender, and he texted her the next morning. It I've works. Also done that before. I've left my number for a waiter and we went on a date. So it, you know, it could happen that they have a girlfriend or something like that. They're not available, but it could also work out and yeah. be something. So I think taking a chance like that, even though it might seem a little scary, I think most people receive that as being so adorable and really like forward in a way that's super attractive.
I yeah. also, I always say, like, in any situation, but it is applicable to this one too, what's the worst that can happen?
Totally.
They say no. Yeah. Or they say I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you flattered them. And that's 100%. Literally the worst thing that can happen. And your ego is hurt a little bit maybe, but not even, because there's yeah. plenty of fish in the sea. So like,
and you don't care about them that much. You yeah, just thought you they were cute them. Or something.
So it's like, yeah. go. If you see think someone's cute, go. It's so much easier said than done. But go up to them. Yeah. Say something. Leave your number. Like, everybody is flattered by that. And everybody wants to be approached.
Because there's nothing worse yeah. than like seeing a cute guy or something and then thinking about it later on and being like, damn,
I will never see that person again.
I will literally never see that person again. I wish I gave them my number or my Instagram, just some way. If they have some way to contact you and down the line you get a text out of the blue, like, what a wonderful feeling, rather than like
yeah.
having that tinge of regret.
I totally agree.
Where you could have done something and you didn't. Then the other one is sliding into someone's DMs.
Oh,
you know, I think that a lot of times it can go down in the DMs. So if you see somebody that you think is cute online, maybe you have a mutual friend or something, I like just be – my approach has always been to be extremely forward. I don't know whether that's good or bad. It's worked out for me in a lot of ways, I think. But literally just being like, hi, you're cute.
Yeah.
It can be that simple. And I just think,
if the worst case scenario, you yeah. flatter them. Like, literally, they're like, oh yes. my God, yay. You gave them a little confidence boost for the day.
100%. Yeah. I don't see any problem with that. And it's a little more casual than like texting.
Or even just following them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that can be a signal, like, I'm interested.
I'm here.
For sure. But I do think the only thing with that is, like, it can get so lost. Or someone can not really know your intention.
Yeah.
And then the thing, like, they could think, oh, she thinks my profile's cool or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
But if you just make it, if you make your intentions clear, then it leaves no room for questioning on the other person's part. And men are dumb as a doornail. So
sorry.
They're not like literally dumb, but they're dumb in terms of like picking up signals a lot of the times. So as long as you're clear, then things can develop. But if you're not clear, then they're going to be like, what?
I mean, think about girls. Most girls are so like intuitive and intellectual, and they like read all the cues and all the things. And like, if somebody,
maybe that's my thinking. I'm like, someone followed me on Instagram, that means that they're in love with me.
No, but I'm like, if somebody follows me on Instagram, I'm not like, oh my God, they're in love with me, I should DM them. I'm like, right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or and even so just replying to someone's story, I think that can be flirty too.
Right.
Starting the conversation.
Yeah.
And then my last one is just like, if you're at a bar or something, and you see a guy, like asking them if they want a drink, especially like if you're with a friend.
Reverse that. Love it.
Yeah. It's like literally the reversed classic, a guy asking you for a drink, but it is totally fine to go up. And I know that like sometimes it can be intimidating. If there's like a group of girls and you're all together, maybe a guy feels like, oh, they're having a girls night, I don't want to go up to them. But if you initiate it, maybe you go up with a friend and you're like, hey, me and my friend are getting a drink, do you want one?
Mm-hmm.
And then something could initiate from there. I think it's a good tactic. I think just having some tactics in your back pocket so that when you go out and you see someone, you can just pull something out and have any excuses to be too nervous.
Well, that's why I want a business card so I can just hand them my number.
Yes. And that's a good conversation starter too, because it's unique.
Well, that's how my business card came to be, because I was in San Francisco. I think it was like my 19th or 20th birthday. I was at a bar underage. I
just
connected the two. I didn't know if I should say it, but whatever. I was at a bar underage drinking. Ooh. And
someone arrest her.
Baddie alert. And this guy came up to me, and he was so cute, and he handed me a business card. Or we were talking, kind of, whatever. He hands me his business card, and he's like, call me. And I was like, oh my God, I've never been handed a business card before. This is so, like, bad bitch of him. And then he goes outside. I look at his business card. It's just his name. And I was like, oh my God. And so then I, like, it was just, like, the cool, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
So I looked him up on Instagram whatever, and, like, he had, like, a funky enough name that I found him, and then I DM'd him, and I was like, hi. Me from the bar, and he's like, you found me, like, whatever. Like, he just like created this like little thing.
That's an air of mystery too.
Yeah, so I have business cards that have no way of contacting me on them.
I love it.
Just my name.
That's amazing.
And a Gucci loafer.
Because that's so true. As long as you have someone's first and last name, you can find them.
Yeah.
And also it's like, if they want to put in the work to go find you, they will. And it shows that you're like funny and I don't know. I love that.
I think that's really cute.
That's cute. That. What I wrote at the end though was, bottom line, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah.
If you've met your person, it should be easy, it should be fun, it should be fine.
Yeah.
You should be able to, like, feel comfortable talking with them. They should approach you. You want somebody that wants, you know, it's just...
Totally.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen. That's just kind of, like, you can do all these things to prepare and to flirt and to whatever.
Right.
But your right person, like, you'll find them.
Yeah.
And I would say another thing is, sometimes first dates can be a little funky and weird. Yeah. And I would always want someone to give me, like, two chances. So
I mean, third time's the charm,
but okay, maybe that's a little too many. If you are like on the fence about it and you're like, oh, I like them, but this was a little awkward or this was a little weird or whatever, and you want to give them another chance, like, I would say do it.
Yeah,
you know,
totally agree.
Of course, don't ignore red flags. If you are like, me and this person are not vibing, we do not have good conversation,
or they're mean or whatever,
like, yeah, end it there. But I think sometimes, like, it can take some time to grow a connection, or say somebody's, like, a little more introverted, a little more shy. Like, sometimes it does take people time to warm up. And
yeah,
I would say, yeah, if you're on the fence, a second date is a great way to, like, really confirm whether there's some kind of connection or something.
Also, for me, it's, like, I'm not, I am attracted to people's looks, obviously, but for me, it's, like, in order to want to have sex with you, I, like, need to know your personality. Like, I'm very attracted to personalities and, like, little, like, idiosyncrasies that they do, or, like, little, like, mannerisms or what. Like, that's what I'm attracted to. So, for me, like, first dates are really hard because I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm questioning. I'm, like, I don't really know if I feel anything. I don't really – because I don't know them.
Yeah.
Right.
But once I know them, then I'm, like, okay, I'm hooked. Like, I want you. So, that's why, for me, it's, like, I love going on second dates and third dates and just trying to kind of, like, piece together – who they are as a person, and then, like, see if I'm compatible with that.
Yeah.
Also, just instead of focusing on if they like you, I think you should focus on if you like them, because a lot of times you can overthink if they are even into you. And what's important is if you even like them. So,
yeah, I think for me, I oftentimes have to, like, after a first date, like, sit there and be like, were we compatible, or like, what, were we compatible just because I was like holding the conversation and I was the one putting all the work, you know? It's like nice to just kind of like assess after the first date and then see if you want to go on a second, or assess second date.
I'm like,
I know, me too. And I'm so hot too that they probably get distracted by that.
I'm like, I just had fun talking about myself. Wait, did I actually connect with that person?
Yeah. Wait, was I holding the entire conversation?
Yeah. Also, sometimes you can have a great date, but there's no chemistry there. Yeah. Like, that's happened to me, where we were talking for maybe 6 hours and it was so fun, but I realized that I didn't really like them in that way. Like, maybe we would be better as just friends or something.
Yeah, that's true. So then, like, being able to assess that, sometimes that would take a couple of dates, because the first one you're like, oh wow, we had such good conversation, such good banter. Okay, but wait, was it just in a friendly kind of way?
Yeah.
Is there more to it? How do you guys feel, or like, what's your opinion on reaching for your wallet on a first date?
Oh, I was gonna say the same thing. I always reach for it, but I would prefer for him to pay for it.
My mom's really good friend, I was dating this guy a while back who was like, didn't pay for anything. Not that he had to, but I was like, I paid for our first date because I like reached for my wallet quickly, like pay like whatever, which I liked, because I used to do that a lot. And it just kind of like continued this theme in our relationship of like him not paying for anything, or like him kind of, like, it wasn't, I didn't really feel very like, I'm going to take you on a date, Cicely, and I'm going to do everything and I'm going to plan it and I'm going to whatever. It was like created this relationship of like just very like mutual effort, which like obviously it has to be, but it was hard because I didn't really feel special sometimes. But I remember my mom's friend said this quote when I was like telling her about my feelings about that relationship, whatever. She was like, cheap with money, cheap with love. Which I think is like such, to me at least, like it's a great quote. Not that they have to be spending so much money on you, like not at all, but it's like, it's nice to know that they want to spend the money on you, because at least for me, it's like, that means that they're like wanting to show you love and they're wanting to show you affection. They're wanting to make you feel special and they're wanting to make you feel taken care of and all these things, at least that I look for in a relationship. So I have been the person to reach for my wallet and pay for things and stuff, but I would like for them to like want to do that, because that, for at least for me, shows that like, I don't know.
At least on like, the first date, like maybe when you get into a relationship, you can start splitting things.
I know. And also I read this article where it's like, girls get, if you're saying you get a blowout, you get your nails done, do something to make you feel good, it's like, buy a new outfit. Like, we're paying for all these like things, and it's like the boy just kind of gets dressed and shows up. You know, like, not that girls have to do anything, but generally the beauty things that we kind of endure are a little more expensive. So
yeah, no, I definitely, I think I used to be a little bit more like, I mean, I'm a feminist, so I'm like, yes, equal. And then the more I thought about it, I felt like, well, society right now is not equal. Like, women get paid less. It's scarier to be a woman. Like, when you go on a date with somebody, you have like the fear of being like raped, murdered.
You have to like tell your friends, drugged. I'm going on a date, check my location.
Yeah, it's a lot, just like, it's a lot scarier being a woman than a man. It just is, like, in this day and age. So I definitely feel like the least that the man can do on the first date is to pay for it.
Yeah. And I appreciate it immensely, but I kind of expect it.
Yeah.
It's very appreciated. It does not go without notice. So we'll just say that.
Yeah. And then I'm totally like an advocate for once you're actually dating to split stuff. But I think it's the least you can do.
Yeah.
We don't even get paid equal right now. No. So until we even that out, then we can have a conversation.
Yeah. Plus, I think it also just like kind of shows a quality. Like, I love generous people. Like, I think generosity is a great thing. And not that this is them being, oh my God, they're so generous, they paid for my money. But it's like money, you know, it like shouldn't be, I don't know. I just think they should pay.
Yeah.
I agree.
We should cut that out. But I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, we hope that some of these tips might have helped you guys out with a first date.
If you guys have any more questions, definitely slide into our DMs, blah blah blah_pod. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can do a little part two moment for first dates. But
I love talking about first dates.
Y'all are hot and next go out there with confidence. Next one is second dates. Oh. I don't know if I have anything for that.
Seventh date tips.
25 marriage day tips. We haven't been there, but these are our divorce tips. Divorce tips. Third child tips.
On raising them. When your kid goes off to college tips.
Yeah. Empty nesters tips. No from knowledge. 3 24-year-old girls. Okay. Okay, love you guys. Kisses.
Love you. Kisses.
Kisses.